Welcome to the Survivor Forge Daily Briefing. Today we are focusing on a critical development for creators and anyone who publishes content online. On August 12, 2026, Twitch introduced a new setting titled Training for Generative AI. This setting, which is now active by default for all channels, allows Amazon to use your live streams and video on demand archives to train their internal generative models. This is not a minor update buried in a terms of service agreement. It is a direct change to how your creative output is being utilized by the platform. For many creators, this raises immediate questions about intellectual property, the ownership of their likeness, and the future of their content. What has changed is the baseline expectation of privacy. Previously, while platforms often had broad rights to host and distribute content, the explicit use of that content for training proprietary AI models was often handled through separate, sometimes obscure, opt-in programs. Now, the burden has shifted entirely to the creator. If you do not manually navigate to your settings and toggle this off, your content is effectively being harvested for model development. Why does this matter? It matters because your stream is more than just entertainment. It is your brand, your proprietary style, and your intellectual property. When a platform trains a model on your VODs, they are essentially learning the patterns of your speech, your humor, your interaction style, and your unique creative voice. If you are a professional streamer, your content is your business, allowing a platform to ingest that data without your explicit, informed consent can have long-term implications for how your work is replicated or synthesized by automated systems. Who should care about this? Everyone who streams on Twitch, regardless of their audience size. Whether you are a hobbyist or a full-time professional, your data is being treated as a resource for model training. If you have ever worried about your voice being cloned or your creative style being mimicked by an AI, this is the moment to take control. So, what is the practical step you need to take right now? It is simple, but it is urgent. Log into your Twitch account, navigate to your settings, and open the Security and Privacy tab. Look for the section labeled Training for Generative AI. You will likely find it enabled. Uncheck that box. It takes less than a minute, and it ensures that your future content is excluded from these training sets. This does not affect your channel safety tools, your moderation settings, or your ability to stream. It is purely about data rights. For those of you who want to test the impact of these settings, I suggest a simple experiment. Review your current content archives. If you have years of VODs, consider which ones you want to remain private or restricted. While opting out today stops future training, it is a good time to audit what is currently public on your channel. Ask yourself if your content is being used in ways that align with your personal brand values. If you are a small business owner using Twitch for marketing, this is even more critical. You are essentially providing free training data to a massive infrastructure provider. You should be intentional about what data you contribute to these systems. There are risks here, of course. The primary risk is the loss of control over your creative identity. We are seeing a trend where platforms prioritize their own AI development needs over the granular preferences of their users. This is why human review is so important. You cannot rely on the platform to protect your interests. You must be the one to set the boundaries. As for our verdict on this, our recommendation is to opt out immediately. This is a case where the default setting does not serve the creator. Until there is more transparency about how this data is used and what safeguards are in place to prevent the misuse of your likeness, it is safer to keep your content out of these training pools. Looking ahead, we should expect more platforms to follow this model. We are entering an era where data is the most valuable currency for AI companies. We will likely see similar opt-in or opt-out toggles appearing on every major social and streaming platform over the coming months. My advice is to make it a habit to check your privacy settings on a quarterly basis. Do not assume that your previous settings will remain unchanged. Platforms update their policies frequently, and they often do so in ways that favor their own data collection goals. Stay vigilant, keep your settings updated, and always prioritize the protection of your creative work. This is the reality of the current digital landscape. It is not about being anti-AI. It is about being pro-creator. It is about ensuring that you are the one who decides how your work is used, who benefits from it, and what kind of legacy you are building. Take 5 minutes today to secure your channel. It is a small action that carries significant weight for your future as a creator. Thank you for joining us for this briefing. We will continue to track these developments and provide you with the practical, actionable information you need to navigate this space with confidence.